audiences love your work. On this show, we help you make it as a creative entrepreneur. Find your unique voice. Find the right mindset to succeed. Be the first to capitalize on new opportunities to make a living making your art. I am David Cadavy. If you want to join us here on Love Your Work every Thursday, please hit subscribe on your podcast app. Do you want to love Mondays? If you already love Mondays, do you want to keep loving Mondays? I am launching a new newsletter that will help you do just that. It is called Love Mondays, and it's a weekly boost of inspiration to help you find the mindset to make it as a creative entrepreneur. If you're already on my email list, you've already been enjoying these. Many of them include one of the more than 11,000 highlights that I've built up over years and years of reading about how history's greatest artists and thinkers have carved out their own unique places in the world. Others are the gems pulled out of conversations that you've heard right here on Love Your Work. Those of you who are already getting these emails know that I told you about how Georgia O'Keeffe decided to quit modeling to double down on art. I've told you about how Professor Dean Simonton's work shows that quantity of creative work leads to quality of creative work. I've shown you how neuroscientists have discovered that the best predictor of so-called insight machines is brain patterns that show a high level of self-awareness. Today, I'm going to give you an insight from comedian Steve Martin. If you ever feel like your big break is just never going to come, this is going to keep you going. And if you'd like to get a boost in your inbox every Monday morning, go sign up for the Love Mondays newsletter at cadavy.net/Mondays. And thank you for mentioning Love Your Work, The Heart to Start, and my other work on social media. Thank you to Every Lovely Thing on Twitter. Every Lovely Thing shared episode 163 with Mark McGuinness and says, love this hashtag podcast. Give yourself permission to not have a polished process. Jot down provisional songs while in the doctor's waiting room. Progress according to your mind state in the creative process. These are useful tools to get the work done. Hashtag Saturday Motivation. Thank you again so much, Every Lovely Thing. Thank you to Chris Spagnuolo, Patreon supporter, and @_CSpags on Twitter. He shared the recent episode with Vanessa Van Edwards on how to be better with people. Chris says, wow, one of my favorite episodes. Lots of actionable advice for introverts like myself. That's great. And thank you to Brad Ferris on Twitter. He says, I just finished your podcast episode with David Rock. So much great stuff in that discussion. My head is spinning. Just wanted to say thanks. And thank you also to King Author for sharing my Mini Lives how-to post on Instagram stories. I hope that I've inspired you to try a month or two in some city outside of your kingdom, King Author. Also, thank you to Mary Marood for recommending Love Your Work on Twitter. Acville DeFazio asked, what are some of your favorite marketing and or business-related podcasts? And Mary responded with, I really dig Love Your Work with @Cadavy. So thank you for that. And thank you to Kirsten Johnson for blogging about The Heart to Start on her blog. Her blog is Everyday Thoughts of an Aspiring Artist. Check it out at kirstenjohnstonarts.blog. When you recommend the show and you recommend the rest of my work, you help me keep doing this. So thank you to everybody who is out there spreading the word. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Here is the article. Things take time. Next time you think you see an overnight success, dig a little deeper. You'll find years, if not decades, of toil leading up to it. Take, for example, comedian Steve Martin. After a decade of performing, he thought he got his big break. He was invited to be on The Tonight Show. He would soon learn that it was not his big break. From Stephen Martin's biography, Born Standing Up, quote, there was a belief that one appearance on The Tonight Show made you a star. But here are the facts. The first time you do the show, nothing. The second time you do the show, nothing. The sixth time you do the show, someone might come up to you and say, hi, I think we met at Harry's Christmas party. The 10th time you do the show, you could conceivably be remembered as being seen somewhere on television. The 12th time you do the show, you might hear, oh, I know you. You're that guy. Unquote. How long did it take for Martin's repeated appearances on The Tonight Show to really get his career going? After his 16th appearance, host Johnny Carson finally invited Martin to sit down on his couch, next to Sammy Davis Jr., no less, he got the seal of approval from show business's tastemaker. Within a few more years, Martin was selling out stadiums with as much as 45,000 seats. He was the biggest concert comedian ever. Things take time. It reminds me of a great quote from the movie Lincoln. I don't know whether Abraham Lincoln really said this, but in the movie, there's a point where Lincoln is contemplating how he'll ever get enough support for the abolishment of slavery. He said, "Time is a great thickener of things." Something happens in people's minds when they see your work multiple times over the course of a long period of time. At first, they forget you. Then, they remember. I hope you enjoyed that short but powerful tidbit from the many thousands of hours of research that I've done on great creators. If you want more of that in your inbox every single week, go sign up for the new Love Mondays newsletter. It's at katavi.net/Mondays. Again, that is at katavi.net/Mondays. Is Love Your Work helping you find your unique creative voice? Does it bring you the inspiration and motivation you need to become the creator and human you want to be? If so, please be a part of making this a special and nourishing and thoughtful show. Support the show on Patreon. You'll be an even bigger part of the show than you already are. If you contribute just a coffee a month, you'll be helping support the hosting and production of Love Your Work. Everyone has some unique creative gift to offer the world. Together, we can give people the tools they need to bring that work into the world. The world will be better off for it. Visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/katavi. This is a different kind of model for supporting the work that you love. The choice is yours. Vote with your dollars, put your money where your mind is, and keep Love Your Work going. Visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/katavi. As a thank you, you'll get early access, bonus content, and a discount on Love Your Work merchandise. Learn more at patreon.com/katavi. That's patreon.com/KADAVY. And if you can't support the show financially, and you've listened to at least 3 episodes, can you do me a favor? Write a review on Apple Podcasts. You can consider it your donation to help support the show. Love Your Work is brought to you in part by our Patreon supporters, such as mini sponsors Roxana Maynard of Agility Alchemist at agilityalchemist.com and Paula Spriggs, and top supporters such as Jeffrey Mason and Vitas Pinkovicius. This has been Love Your Work, and I'm David Katavi. The theme music for this show is At Sea by Dorena from the album About Everything and More by arrangement with Deep Elm Records at deepelm.com. Love Your Work is a production of Katavi, Inc.